But Allah, that is the beginning of Bismillah. That is for taqwa, the wearing of Allah, and that is for thawab, a reward. That is for Jannah, the garden of paradise. That is for Hajj, the blessed pilgrimage. That is for Khatim, the seal of the prophethood given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is for Deen, Al-Islam, religion with Allah since time began. That is for Dhikr, remembering Allah, and rise for the month of Ramadan. Oh, Ramadan. That is for Zakah, to cure our greed, when we give our money to those in need. That is for Salamun Alaikum. Peace be with you, wa alaykum as-salam. Shaz for Shams, the shining sun, which Allah placed for everyone. And Saz for Salah, for when we pray, facing Him. Every day facing Him, till we meet our Lord. Allah, there's only one God and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Da'is for duha, the morning light. The sun has turned from red to white. Da'is for tariq, a path to walk upon. And la is for zil, a shadow. And ah is for ilm, the thing to know, to make our knowledge grow in Islam. La is for ghaib, a world unseen, and that we know is not a dream. And fa is for the opening al-Fatiha. And qaf for the Qur'an, the book of God. And ka is for kalima, a word we're taught to teach us what is good and what is not. And la is for the beginning of la ilaha illallah. Ma is for the messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, there's only one God and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Now as for Naum, the sleep God gave to give us rest after the day. As for the hijrah, the journey that the Prophet made. And wafudu, before we pray, to help us wash our sins away. And ya, for yawmiddi. Allah, there's only one God and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Jesus was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Moses was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, There's only one God, and Abraham was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Noah was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and he created Adam, and we are the children of Adam. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إلا الحمد لك لك الملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إلا الحمد لك لك الملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير الحمد لله رب العالمين Allah سبحانه وتعالى has huge mercy that we are here together الحمد لله as Ramadan kids. So if you are excited, then you are going to mark your presence when I open it up. But I am so feeling so thankful, and I am going to be looking forward to hearing one thought which is on your mind. And I'm going to tell you why I am feeling so thankful that Alhamdulillah, there are so many beautiful children writing Assalamu Alaikum to me privately in such nice manners, and I love it. MashaAllah, I love your mannerisms, and I really, really appreciate all those friends who have logged in with their IDs, and they are typing with their IDs. So that is something incredible. When you are logged in your uniform, then that looks so beautiful, MashaAllah. And what is a uniform? I'm going to show you the uniform right here. So when we are in this classroom, just like when we are in a school, do you see this? We have NQ and then your particular, your secret codes, mashallah, and you have your names coming right here. So I am so proud of these, my friends right here who are with their IDs. Alhamdulillah, you will see me in my uniform. I am a coordinator here for you in this classroom. This is our level 3, which means you are the oldest of our kids here. And I am so honored to be part of your life. Okay, and we are all going to try to work our best to make sure that you have a very wonderful experience. So go ahead, it's time to say assalamu alaikum to everybody in the chat box, and you can write your assalamu alaikum over there so that we can say to each other that may Allah's peace be upon you and his mercy and his blessings. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu fi. And if you have not renamed yourself, it's very easy. You can go into more, like when you go to your name, I'm going to show you. You go to your name, then you can go on more and you can just say rename. Okay, and then you can put your ID over there. So I still get to see your name, alhamdulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write your name in the best registers, the registers of those where the righteous people's names will be written. Does anybody know what is the name of that register? You can go ahead and write it in the chat box. If you know the name of that register where the good people name would be there, alhamdulillah, I am also super happy. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. And yes, we are all blessed that we are in this class, alhamdulillah. Lahi Mahfuz is something on top, but there is a place called Illijin. MashaAllah, Mustafa wrote it. Mustafa Maseem, MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Excellent. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write our names in those registers. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to recheck your intentions, why you are here. I am going to do that at my end. So I'm going to ask myself, who am I here for? am I here for somebody? Or who am I here for? So I'm going to ask myself this question. And what is my goal for this class? Okay, I hope you answered this question for yourself. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. A huge blessing that I hear Allah's call. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to be surrounded with those who call Allah day and night. And my response is, labbaik wa sa'daik. So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So you don't have to write why you're here for. You just need to write your name and your labbaik in the registers. And your intention is with you. Even if you say it loud or if you don't say it, our intentions, our niyyah is the key why we are here. Okay, so inshallah, I make an intention that I am going to make the most of my time here from the wonderful, wonderful teachers here, from all the admins, each and everyone who has worked to make this place so beautiful here. You don't have to type, but I'm sure that you're appreciating even these stars which are put here, even this moon which is put here, and I love this decoration. Now, Ramadan is coming, and I hope that you will be able to, yes, so I hope it will be able to decorate your houses also really, really beautifully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you decorate your houses really beautifully. And then we will talk about like how you're doing it in your houses, okay? And from me, each one of you, each and every one of you, barakallahu fi on all the labbaiks, mashallah. Some of you I know personally, some of you I just know by your voice now, and some of you I know by what you write in your chat, right? So some of the people I know in very good words because I know they're working hard, they show me their homework, so I remember that how nice you're working. Some of you are making duas that you start using your time more wisely, alhamdulillah. All right, so the first question, like I was telling you, that for me each one of you is like the star, and I would like that you are like a rising star and you make the most of your life, inshallah. So before we go to the Quran, let me ask you one thing, that what surah we were doing. Oh, jazakallah khair, Nermeen, beautiful private text that you sent me. I am honored and I feel blessed to have that. So you guys are so amazing. You know what, I get messages privately, and I'm getting messages on the chat box, and I'm getting messages from my admins all around, and it's incredible, and it's an absolute honor. You know, it's like, you know, I feel like going in sujood that we are able to utilize this time learning together. So mashallah, a great huge big star for all of you that we were doing Surah Quraysh. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah we will do that. And today we have Sirah, and then we have the we will inshallah, instead of having, let me adjust that for you because I think it's not assisted. So let me do it so you can note down correctly. Today after Sirah, you already did the dua tomorrow yesterday. So we have a very special Ramadan session today. Okay. So look at these decorations again and think about your Ramadan. I hope your Ramadan is really, really beautiful. Okay. Zulkanan, is that the right question for this platform? Okay. So alhamdulillah. You all, how many of us, you know, reconfirm that yes, we're going to use digital manners here and we're going to talk relevant, and so that our privileges of talking remain with us and we stay blessed. Alhamdulillah. So go ahead and type one. If you think that we can all, you know, keep all those other talks outside and we can focus on what we're going to do here. Alhamdulillah. Most of us are memorizing, alhamdulillah. Even somebody who memorizes, spend their time memorizing Surah Quraysh is a hafiz for me because they spend their time keeping those precious words in their mind. So I'm really proud of that. Okay. Alhamdulillah. And more than hibs, inshallah, we will look forward that alhamdulillah, we are able to apply that knowledge. So jazakallah khair to all of you. So now it's going to be time for us to focus on Surah Al-Quraysh. So I want to give your hands some rest. So we will going to go to the Quran, and we are going to do 1, 2, and 3. Number one, we will try to focus. Number two, we will listen carefully. So you're not going to say to me that, oh, what did you say? Oh, I missed that. No, you're going to listen very carefully. And in case you were listening carefully, and sometimes some of us take more time, right, writing something, so it's okay. Then you can catch up from the recordings, inshallah, which will be in the website, okay? And regarding recordings, if you have any questions, you have to bother your mind at this time. No, you will redirect all those questions to the wonderful team answering those for you on the email. So go ahead, you can turn your cameras on right now. Just show me that you have your wonderful notebooks with you, open on surahs, on the Surah Quraysh part. Like, I'm so proud of you, mashallah, the first one of the first one, barakallahu fi. Like, can you bring it closer to me? So show me Surah Quraysh, what have you written down? I wish I was sitting right in front of you. Maybe one day we will do classes together. You will be sitting right next to me and maybe you'll be teaching and I'll be listening to you, inshallah. Okay, good job, Arwa. Okay, Surah Quraysh, you wrote down. Okay, very good. It's a good idea to write a date for today so you remember what date you're working on. It's in Sha'ban. And we ask Allah, beautiful Narmeen. Love it. I love your writing. Very nice. MashaAllah. Excellent. Okay, Naila, Amir, if you want to, I think you want to change your name. Is it Amir? Okay, Alhamdulillah. Beautiful, Harim. Excellent. Very nice. Awesome. Excellent. So we are going to help our friends learn. Jazakallah khair, Abdullah. That is so beautiful, Abdullah Kazim. Very nice, mashallah. Okay. So when I tell you to turn it on, you know, be ready so that you are at the same time. You can all show and you can all see each other's work also. So a big, big, big star for all of you, mashallah, tabarakallah. That is so incredible. So go ahead. I'm going to give you one more minute to show me your page and I will bring this here so everybody can see your pages. Okay. So very nice. Like I see this thumbs up here too. Awesome. You guys can give me a thumbs up. You can give me an applause from yours. Very nice, Abdullah Khan. I love those. You wrote a lot of things, mashallah. Excellent. Awesome. Narmeen Fatima, Allah doesn't need us. We need Allah. That is so beautiful. This is going to be such a beautiful Ramadan activity. I learned this from you. This is going to echo in my mind. So, Jazakallah khair for sharing that with me. I love your writing. Okay. Anybody wants to show me some glitter or stickers or crayons or colors that you have or something exciting on your desk? You know, I have a pen and on top of it, I bought it from in Pakistan. Oh, this is lovely, Laika. Excellent. I have a pen. It has like a lot of like cone. It's like a cone and it has like a lot of scoops on it. So even when I'm fasting, I look at it, it makes me hungry, but I enjoy writing with it. Jazakallah khair, Abdullah. Even that pen is really nice. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Awesome. So now we will turn our videos off so that nobody is bothered. Jazakallah khair, Mishal. Thank you. So let's go ahead and turn the cameras off and let us focus, listen carefully, and take notes. Okay? And then we will, inshallah, learn here and then teach in our homes. And this surah, you're going to reflect a lot how it's connected. You know, it's amazing when we sit and make curriculums, how this surah is so much connected to what we are going through right now. Okay, so Alhamdulillah, no need to type anything, either privately or to everyone, nothing. You're not going to write anything right now. All you need to do is you can make some pictures if you want. See, look at this picture. How amazing is that? You have some camels going and you have some mountains here. So let's, you know, close our eyes and for a minute, imagine ourselves in Arabia, in the desert of Arabia, okay? So let's imagine that, okay? Let's take 10 seconds. The wind is blowing. We are in Arabia now, okay? And there is this tribe called Quraysh, and there's something special happening. There is a house of God which people were coming from far off places to worship. And somebody was not happy about it because when people came, their trade was happening. When people came, they used to buy food, they used to buy things and sell things and used to offer their belongings to. So this was a good thriving city. Somebody was not happy about this. He wanted people to come to his place instead. And so he built this giant place and he told everybody to come there, but nobody was coming. So he got really, really mad and upset. And his name was Abraha. And he said, I'm going to collect an army and I'm going to go destroy this square building because everybody just goes there and I made this such a nice and fancy place and nobody's coming here. Rahim, can we focus? No need to give me thumbs up. No need to give me applause. I need to see your notes, Rahim, okay? Rahim or Rahim? Thank you. Okay, so what happened that, you know, he brought this army of elephants, and most of us know that what this surah is, in which we learn about that how that enemy of animals was destroyed, this army of elephants was destroyed. Go ahead and type the name of surah if you can for me, that which surah tells us about how this army was destroyed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us. Excellent. I'll take few answers. MashaAllah. Most of you know it. Excellent. So Surah Fil was there, and you can write in your notes that before Surah Quraysh came Surah Fil. Excellent. And these two were kind of together. And when Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, he put the copy of Quran together, then these two were separated as two separate surahs. But basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed, like this, it became evident to all the people in Arabia that this house is no ordinary house. It's a very, very special house. That's why there was the year of elephants, in which, you know, the elephants were destroyed by little teeny tiny birds holding teeny tiny rocks in their beaks and in their, you know, in their, what you call, claws. So let's start, inshallah, by getting our defense shield on and getting, becoming stronger, becoming focused, asking Allah to help us focus and keep shaitan away from us. So I'm going to recite here, and you all are going to recite at your place, inshallah. Okay? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from shaitan, the rejected. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. I hope you said it at your place. Alhamdulillah. So Bismillah brings barakah, and ta'awuz protects you from any negative feelings, thoughts that shaitan might try to whisper. So what we're going to do is we're going to recite the ayah, we're going to say word by word, and then we will have a little discussion. And I expect everybody to write at least three lessons that you take from the surah. So as you are listening and you're writing the word meaning, I need to see, and then I will listen from you, three lessons that you took from the surah, inshallah, Surah Quraysh. Okay, so now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, made this Quraysh after the destruction of these elephants also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them that He gave them a lot of favors. Number one, li'ila fi Quraysh, for the familiarity of the Quraysh. Ila fihim rihlata shita'i wa-sayf. Their familiarity with the journey of winter and summer. We covered this much last time. And we remember that winter they were traveling to Yemen, and summer they were traveling to Syria. So what was happening now that they become so noble because they were serving this Kaaba, they were the caretakers, they were the helpers. So people would like to travel with them because they felt very safe and secure going with them because they were known in that area. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling them to do comes in verse number 3. Okay, when Allah has given you the safety, the security, the familiarity between each other, this is what you need to do. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا. So let them worship رَبَّ, the Lord, هَذَا, of this, الْبَيْتِ, the house. So when Allah has given them familiarity, what is this house? This house is Kaaba. You can write in your notes, you can even draw if you're good at drawing the Kaaba, that they should worship this. Do you need to worship this house? No. You need to worship the Lord of this house. There are so many people out there who think that me and you worship this square building. But no, we do not worship this square building. We worship the Lord of this square building, the Lord of Kaaba. Okay, and if you want to know who is the Lord, who is Rabb? Rabb is Rabbul Alameen. He's not the Rabb only of me and you, but He's the Rabb of everything and anything created in this world. He's the one who is the Lord of the entire universes. Okay, so Alhamdulillah. So what do I need to do if Allah has given me stability, if Allah has given me security at this time, and if I feel safe, one lesson that I take from here is that I need to worship the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, some people think that worship just means salah, namaz, right? Some people say it in the Indo-Pak namaz or salah, and do zakah, and do fasting, and that, and then at the max, just go for hajj. So they think that this is how you do ibadah, by saying your shahada, doing your salah, giving zakah, or going for hajj. But that's just a part of the worship, okay? There's so much more to it. You step out and you see, or you're sitting from where you are, and you look at the sky and it looks so beautiful, and you say, Subhanallah. I hope some of you saw the beautiful full moon yesterday and tonight, and you can see the whole moon shining so brightly. And inshallah, one day you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just like that. So anything and everything you do, as long as you're mindful of Allah, it will become an ibadah. Me and you sitting here and making dua is ibadah. So even if you do dua, Rasulullah told us that ad-dua wal ibadah. So it's very important that we understand what is the meaning of falya'budu, so let them worship. We say in Surah Fatiha, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. So when we say iyyaka na'budu, it's the same word, that only you we worship. So it's very, very important that when it's time for salah, you hear the salah call, hayya la salah, and you're like, let me just finish this one more game. Oh, I'm at this level at Fortnite. Oh, I'm at this at Roblox. Oh, you know, I'm still on a game with my friend. And you just ignore that salah. Then it's very important to check, who are you worshipping? Are you taking, you know, orders from these things, your devices, your games, or other things in life? Or are you worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if you truly worship Allah, then we listen to Allah in one time. Okay? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us do that. And this is what was told to the people of Quraysh, that when Allah has given you so much, Allah has given you so much blessings, then what do you need to do? Just worship Allah. Not make idols all around it and not do other things. The last and final words, introduction of this Rabb. Let's hear that. الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. Okay, so الذي, the one who أطعمهم, feed them. Some of you know the word طعام. So it's feed them من, from, جوع. Hunger. When you're hungry, next time you can say to Mama, Mama Jani, Ana Juan, I am hungry. So Juan means hunger. Wa amanahum, and give them aman, which is security, safety. Min, from, khawf, fear. So who should you worship? The one who provides them with food to ward off hunger, and safety to ward off fear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, telling the people that, you know, when Allah has given you all this safety and security, then you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah has sent this messenger in Arabia who is calling you to Allah, then you need to listen to him and you need to understand that he is calling you to Allah. And who was this messenger? This messenger was Prophet Muhammad SAW, who was reciting these ayahs to the Quraysh at that time, reminding them that He is the one who gave them food. Now let me ask you this. Who is the one who gives you food? And who is the one who gives you security? Is it mom? Is it dad? Or do you think it's a blessing of Allah that Allah is providing for you? If Allah stops providing you, no grocery store will be able to give you a single little piece of food. If Allah stops providing you, not even mom, not even dad can do anything. And we are going through crazy times right now, right? At this time, we see that, you know, little thing, just a little thing, just like in Surah Fil, we had little birds come with as signs. Today we have this little bacteria coming as signs, and we are seeing loved ones leaving this world, and nobody's there even to bury them. Nobody is even there to pick them up and take them for a funeral because everybody's so scared. You know, there's like stories, and mashallah, you guys are so smart, and you are seeing and you're watching and you're hearing. How many of us are at our home? Go ahead and type one that yes. Coronavirus has affected us, and we are at home and we are aware of what's going around, right? Alhamdulillah. If somebody does not know what's going around in the world and what this is talking about, then go ahead and type two if you have no idea what I'm talking about. Alhamdulillah, most of you are telling me one, mashallah, barakallah fi, in your knowledge. And the way you are writing, I am so proud of that. So, Anaya, please only type one. I don't need more than one. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So if you tell me one, I can see it, I can know, and I can appreciate and respect you that yes, you know the answer. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. So my friends, you can open up your cameras and show me three lessons. And, you know, Jazakallah khair, you can share your thoughts on the chat also. Jazakallah khair, Mustafa, for sharing that I have a curfew right now in Kuwait. Yes, this is what we are all going through. I have a shelter in place in my area. And by the way, I'm kind of a little bit happy that there's a curfew in place so that my loved ones stay inside and they can stay safe. So I'm thankful to all those who care and they're trying to protect people, right? So Jazakallah khair, Kazim, for sharing that you also have a curfew. Okay, so raise your hand on the chat prompt if you want to share a lesson that you learned from Surah Quraysh. And while I'm looking at your beautiful notebooks, you can color the name, Naila, you can color even a little bit the title so it will stand out more and give you ideas. Anaya, mashallah, beautiful, excellent, good job. So all of you, I can do that. If you have no camera, Usman, don't have to worry about it. Get what we get, we do not get upset. As long as you can show anything, yes, good. So who would like to talk and raise their hand? I can take two people and then we will move to our next session. So go ahead, Zulkarnain, a lesson for us.
Allah is the one who provides us, and if Allah doesn't will for us to get anything, then we can't have anything.
Subhanallah, mashallah. So what we have to do is worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone.
So what I learned about the Quraysh, I learned about how the Quraysh tribe was the most respected tribe, mashallah, for the Kaaba. They like how they always protected the Kaaba and everything, how they were always until the most other, which is Abraha, he came, he's like, No, I need my beautiful palace for people to come here. I don't want them to worship the Kaaba, that's that most stupid place. So that's what I learned, like how the Quraysh tribe was always the most respected tribe.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khair. Anybody typing regarding WhatsApp group, I told you please message the admins, don't have to type about that here. Any questions? Do you think your friends are going to give you the answers on that? So please, let's be respectful, okay? And you can start setting your Seerah session book. I'll take just last one comment from Nimra, a lesson for all of us.
I learned that if we truly worship Allah, we have to always listen to Him.
Alhamdulillah, that is so beautiful. Jazakallah khair. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us to do? That's the entire Quran there. And that's the entire Sunnah there. So inshallah, we will keep on going verse by verse. We will keep on learning what Allah wants us to do. And inshallah, we will keep on applying that in our life. So barakallah fi in all your knowledge and ilm and actions. And inshallah, we will have our wonderful session with Sister Shaheen, inshallah. So Sister Shaheen, Jazakallah khair for sharing your knowledge of Seerah with us. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And over to Sister Shaheen, inshallah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Javeria. Alhamdulillah. It was indeed a very beautiful learning session. And like how you said and how the kids were writing about the lockdown and staying home. Alhamdulillah. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have family around. We are here with the family in the home to spend more time with them. So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Okay, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm so happy and I'm so proud of the students who are with their IDs. They look so well in the uniform. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we will continue with our Seerah session. Anyone has any memories, anyone has any points that they want to type or come up and speak just for a second or 5 seconds and share something what they learned from yesterday and the points till now before we continue to our new session today. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Anyone want to do it? Yesterday's lesson. Yes. Childhood of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. MashaAllah. Okay, the student IDs, Zulkarnain, all those who are here with the student IDs, like you see, NQ_K. Okay. Alhamdulillah. So before we continue, as usual, we'll start with our du'as. And we will say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير آمين اللهم آمين. Inshallah, the new lesson that we are going to do today from the Seerah, it's a beautiful story. It's from the story called The Cave of Hira and the Visit from Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. Who was Angel Jibreel? We did this in our Pillars of Iman yesterday, and it was such a beautiful explanation, and alhamdulillah, a lot of new points for us to learn that who was Angel Jibreel. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, we'll continue and then we'll come back to all the raised hands. You guys can lower down your hands now and we'll continue and come back towards it in the end of the session. Okay, so anyone want to go ahead and type that the cave of Hira, the angel Jibreel, visit from him? How does this sound familiar? And anyone else who have any points to share from this? Yes. Muhammad used to go there a lot. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was an angel in the cave. Alhamdulillah. So, this is the time of the story. This is that time of the seerah which happened just before the first revelation. Inshallah, towards the end, we'll come to the point, what is the revelation and how we were supposed to learn about it, and what are the points that we will learn for ourselves for implementation. So at this time, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was married to Khadija radiallahu anhu. This is that time of the seerah when Hazrat Khadija was his wife and he was married to Khadija radiallahu anhu. Khadija radiallahu anha was a very kind woman. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to like to help people a lot. And if you remember from yesterday's story, we did that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's two titles were Sadiq and Al-Amin. He was the truthful, he was the honest, and people used to like to be around him because he was kind, he was loving, he was caring. So it was something which was his beautiful qualities. And Khadija radiallahu anha liked to make her husband happy, which happens in every relationship, right? Even if it is a child and a parent, like if you guys have to do something, why would you do things for your parents? So that you can make them happy, and with that you can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. So they gave much of their wealth to the poor and needy people. Hazrat Khadija and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would help the poor and the needy the most. It was the time of pre-Islam when slavery was very common. This was that time when they used to have slaves. Now, alhamdulillah, Islam eventually gradually was able to eradicate the slavery, but this was still the initial time. Remember, we did in the first class, this all part of the seerah, these are the time when Islam, the revelation, had yet not started. So this was the pre-Islamic era, and in that, slavery was very common. Many people who owned slaves in Mecca treated them badly. So Khadija radiallahu anha and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helped the slaves to become free. They helped the slaves to become free, and they helped them get free from their owners by paying them, by buying them, and by making them comfortable. So, and who are the slaves? Slaves are those who are owned by other people and they have to work without getting paid. Alhamdulillah, nowadays if we see everything, every work comes with the payment. Every work comes with some sort of correspondence. But that time the slaves, they would not be paid. All they would be able to do is stay with their owners, stay around their owners, and whatever they would give them to eat, they would eat. And the remaining time they would do all the work that the owners would ask them to do. And sometimes it used to be abusive as well. So they would make them work over their capacity, over their strength, and no payments in return. SubhanAllah. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like how the people of Makkah behaved. Now it's so natural for a person who is God-fearing, for a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a person who is truthful and honest, that obviously that person would not be able to understand, would not be able to see the pain of those who are sufferers, right? The pain of those who are suffering, and it would obviously make someone sad. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not like how the people of Makkah behaved and how they believed in fake gods and idols. Even this was pre-Islamic era, and like we did in the first session, that they used to have idols inside the Kaaba. After Ibrahim alayhi salam, a lot of people, they brought their idols and they kept it, and then people would come to visit Kaaba, and then they worship Kaaba and the idols inside it. So it was very common, and this was something which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not like. This was something which would make him very upset. And why? Because everyone is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And something which is beyond the fitrah, this is beyond the natural sources, natural connection, it automatically brings sadness. It automatically brings dislike. So this was something which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like. He wanted to know who the real God was. Yet that time he didn't know who was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The revelations had yet not started. So he was not very comfortable with the fake gods, the idols, people worshipping the idols. So he would really want to know who the real God was. What was the purpose of creation? By the way, in Quran, there's a beautiful ayah which says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind and jinn. There are certain kinds of jinn who only and only are created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the purpose of life. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted to know the truth about life, the purpose of creation. So what did he started doing? He started isolating himself. He started going to cave and think, and he started to be alone and ponder and think. And subhanAllah, this particular aspect is so much fitting on ourselves, on our routine, on our situation right now. We are in isolation. Most of us, all of us, all over the world, we are facing isolation. We are facing shelter at home. We are seeing curfew. And in this time, how about we find the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How about we think and ponder, what is my purpose of creation? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create me? Right? And this way, what was the benefit of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That it helped him focus, and the isolation made him ponder. The cave which he would go, which was the cave of Hira, that was high on top of a mountain. Imagine, hiking nowadays, those who do, they take so much of gears, and they have so much safety requirements, and they have so much of adequate supplies with them. And back then, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if anyone, inshallah, if we get chance to go to Makkah for Hajj or Umrah, and then biiznillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it happen that we are able to go and visit cave of Hira, it's like on top. It's really scared and risky nowadays if we see. And that time, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to climb and go there. That cave was peaceful and quiet. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stay there thinking and pondering for many days. He would just stay there thinking, pondering, and thinking about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from him. So the same is with us. We are in the lockdown. We are in our home. We are staying by ourselves. No going out, no meeting, no mingling, no school, nothing doing, no parties, nothing doing, just staying at home. How about we take our few minutes? He would spend days and days and hours and hours. For us, let's start with just a couple of minutes, maybe like just 5 minutes. I'm sure that's something that we all would be able to do. Just start with 5 minutes in a day and try to be quiet, try to think, try to ponder. And subhanAllah, it is something that will bring peace, that will bring calmness to our hearts. And what would happen? Khadija radiallahu anha would bring him food and water. Obviously, he would be there for a few days. So Hazrat Khadija, she would bring him food and water. One night, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the cave of Hira, and the dark cave suddenly filled with light, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw an angel. It was Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had never seen an angel before. Subhanallah, he had ever seen an angel before. This was the very first time he saw an angel. And what was his reaction? He became afraid. It's normal, it's natural that when someone sees something which is very different and which is not as usual, it's like, it's a human nature. A person will get scared. So Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pressed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closer, like giving him a tight hug, a very tight hug, and said, read, iqra, read. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like, I cannot read. Then he said again, read. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like, I cannot read. And then Jibreel alayhi salam pressed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam third time, and then he recited these verses. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. These are the first revelation. These are the ayahs of first five ayahs of Surah Al-Alaq, which were revealed from the Quran, the very first revelation. And then after these ayahs, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to repeat. And then once he was able to repeat, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again found himself alone in the cave. So just imagine, bring it to yourself, bring it, picture it. Prophet ﷺ was alone in a dark cave. Suddenly the dark cave was filled with light. Suddenly there was an angel, a completely different creature from mankind, from the human. He appeared. Prophet ﷺ was scared. Then he asked Prophet ﷺ, read. And Prophet ﷺ was like, I cannot read. And then again he repeated and again he repeated. And then he pressed him hard, and then he recited the ayahs, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited along him, and then that's it. He just left. Like, he just left. No conversations beyond that. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam found himself alone in the cave, and he was very afraid. He was like wondering, wow, what did this happen? Who was that? Where did this person come from? What did these words mean? Why did he come here? Why did he tell me this thing? Why did he grab me so tight? Why did he give me a tight hug? Why did he make me read these words? And then suddenly there is no answer. And this is how the revelation started. This is how Jibreel alayhi salam then eventually started bringing the revelations. And then this is why we call it a wahi. The revelation of Quran, that's how it's called, the wahi. Alhamdulillah. The last thing quickly in few seconds we will take is that what are the lessons from that we learned? Help those who are in need, like how Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija radiallahu anhu used to do. Then feel the pain and the sufferers of, and try to be beneficial to them. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to find calm and peaceful spot to think and ponder about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings He bestowed upon us. Try to do this activity, bismillah, definitely on Tuesday in the next class. First few minutes, we would definitely share what everyone thought and what were the feelings that they had. Jazakillahu khairan kathiran kathira, Sister Aisha, for waiting. Alhamdulillah. We'll stop here and we will continue with our next session with Sister Aisha. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira to all the lovely students. Barakumullahu fi kunna. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Okay, my dear children, I hope everyone is doing well and fine, and you had a good memorization of the dua that we did yesterday. Today, as I was listening to our dear teacher, Sister Shaheen, it came out to be like, you know, as if this is what I wanted to actually share with you, and this is what Sister Shaheen was also sharing. If I can come to the next slide, inshallah. So we can just start talking about that. So do you see here this earth? You can see this earth, right? And there's this one alim and alima, maybe one of you guys, you know, they're up there. And if you see how you see all these different things around this earth, such beautiful things. The purpose of this that I want to convey here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from two different things. So there's an outer body, right? An outer shell, right? Which is made up of what? Which is made up of clay. Allah says in the Quran that we have, that He has created us with clay, right? With call it, you know, whatever you call it in Urdu, but that's what it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with clay. So the requirement of this outer shell or outer body is because it belongs to this earth. Can you see this earth? So this outer shell that we have, it belongs to this earth. So anything that is on this earth, it just attracts us like anything. Whether it's good food, as you can see, some people like burgers, you know, ice creams, pizzas. Some people like to be on the phone, you know, video games and all kind of different things that you love, right? Why is that? Is there something haram with it? Absolutely not. This is exactly how Allah created us. He created us from clay, so we belong to this earth, which means everything that this outer shell wants is pleasure. So we take this pleasure all the time, and this is how we make this outer shell happy all the time. But then there's another thing, which is something that's inside of us. Can we go to the next slide, inshallah? Okay. Can you see the same alim and alima here? They are all lit up. There's this light coming from there. There's this noor coming from there. Do you see that? You know what this is? This is this inner alima and alim that is inside that outer shell. So what does the outer shell want? It wants fun. It wants to see movies. It wants to be on the video games. It wants to eat food. That's what this outer shell wants. And it gets that and becomes happy. But then there's an inner alima and alim, the inner person, which is all light. And the light is not happy because it doesn't belong to the earth. Just like the outer shell belongs to this earth because we are made up of clay, the inner self, the nur, the light, is not made up of clay. So it doesn't belong to the earth. It yearns something else. You know from where this nur comes? This nur comes from up high above the seven skies. Remember how the story of the Prophet ﷺ, Sister Shaheen was explaining? Prophet ﷺ was an extremely kind man, remember? He and Hazrat Khadija, they used to help the poor, they used to do all what they could. He was very truthful, he was an honest man, he was called as Sadiq and Amin. He was always for the people. But still there was something that he felt is missing. So he was not able to figure it out. Because his outer shell or his outer body was happy, because he was trying to help a lot of people. Now you will see a lot of Christians, Jews, Buddhists, a lot of Hindus, they're doing great stuff. They're helping people, they're feeding people, they're doing all that kind of stuff. Because that's how they make their outer self happy, you know, by being on service. But then there is this inner part that is always a little sad. And you are not able to know why the person is sad, but you're feeling sad. So it's not your outer body that is sad because it's getting everything. It's your inner body or your inner light, inner soul that is sad because that is not getting its nourishment. That needs its nourishment, its food. And remember how the Prophet ﷺ, he went to Hira? He said, okay, I don't know what it is, but I need to figure out what do I need. So he's basically referring to his inner light that he cannot see. So he has never seen that light. He doesn't know how that light is, but that light is in him. So he went to Mount Hira and he prays and he meditates and he's in solitude. You know, he's focusing. Why is he focusing? Have you thought of why is he focusing? Because he doesn't want any of those distractions. It's the same thing. Like the other day I was talking to one of my friends and she was in a group chat. And she left the group chat. So I texted her and I said, why did you leave? And she said, you know what, Aisha? I just feel that I get distracted. There are a lot of irrelevant messages and this and that. And I feel this is the time when we are in solitude, I need to focus towards Allah. And I think these things are not letting me focus. And it's not helping me. So when she said it's not helping me, I completely understood what she meant. She didn't mean her outer body. She meant, which she was not able to say, was her inner soul was not happy. Her inner light needed food. And she was not getting that food for that light to sustain. So similarly, when the Prophet ﷺ went to Cave Hira, he was looking for that food. Because as I told you, this inner light doesn't belong to this earth. It belongs up there. Where does it belong to? Up there to Allah. So our soul, our light, it belongs to Allah. So it yearns to go up there. Just imagine yourself like, you know, having wings or feathers, just like angels. And you want to go up because that's where you belong. Now, the point was how to connect or how to give energy or food to this light so that it becomes a 1,000-watt light and it glows and it brightens and it becomes happy. So you know what? That's what, you know, Angel Jibreel did. Allah appointed, because he wanted the Prophet ﷺ to give him an answer, that, okay, you, your inner self, your light needs energy, and I will give you that energy because it's only going to come from me, from nowhere else. You cannot find this energy on the earth. Even if you're going to look for it like everywhere, you can never find it. So I will give you that energy, and I know how to give you that energy. So what he did, he said, okay, you need to connect with me. But then how do we connect with Allah? We need to connect with him, but then how? So then he gives a prescription how to connect. So he said, Angel Jibreel. So when Angel Jibreel came, again, remember he was in light, in the light form that the Prophet never saw. So he got scared. Just imagine your inner light is taken out and it stands in front of you. You will become scared because you have never seen that inner light of yours ever. So it will scare you because right now it's under the shell that you are in, which is made up of clay. So the clay covers your inner light. So you cannot see it. But if you take out that light outside, you will get scared. And the same thing happened. When the Prophet ﷺ saw that, he became a lot scared. But then Angel Jibreel was there because he wanted actually that connection. And you know what was that connection? The words of Allah. And that is the Quran. Do you see that Quran? That is the way you can connect your inner soul, your light, your nur with Allah. That's the only way. And it's a gift. And that's why this gift was given to the Prophet ﷺ on the 27th of Ramadan. It was Ramadan. And this is the importance of Ramadan. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month so special. I mean, you must be thinking, why just Ramadan? It is because that this was the time and day when Allah gave you the answer to that sadness, to that, you know, that thing that you sometimes feel and you don't know why you're feeling that. That, hey, you're not feeding your inner soul. It needs food. So if you don't give this food, which is Quran, the soul or the light becomes light. It dwindles. It becomes sick. It becomes ill. And it shrivels. And then what happens? If you don't give this food, that light becomes dark. Have you ever seen someone, your mother would say or your dad would say, oh, just look at this, this uncle or auntie or somebody. Their face looks so nurani. Have you heard this expression? That their face looks full of nur. What does that mean? This is exactly what it means. When your inner light is strong, right, it exudes from your face. It comes out like a shine, like a ray from your face, from your hands, from your body, from everywhere. And then people can actually see it on your face. A lot of people you will see, you know, they put a lot of makeup and this and that, and still their faces have no nur on it. Absolutely no nur. Why? Because they're actually putting things on the clay. So the clay is getting beautiful. You're trying to beautify your clay, but your inner soul, your inner energy, your inner light is all dimmed. It's not, sometimes in some people, it's not even there. It's all dark. How sad it is if it is dark, because that's the place where we need to be. Inshallah, one day we have to be there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we really believe, this is why me and you are here today, right, in this class, because we care. We really want to meet Allah. We really want to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day, inshallah, soon, with khair. That's the biggest thing we want in life. But if we are not prepared, and we don't even understand, so we know there's a disease, but we don't know what is the medication for it, then of course nobody can treat you. But if you know that this is the problem and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the treatment, that's why Allah says in the Quran that this Quran is shifa. So somebody is sick, somebody is afflicted with pain, or you're feeling sad, you have the games, you have the, you're playing, you have friends, you're eating, but still you're sad. Think about it. You're sad because your inner soul is sad, because it's not getting its food. So what happens in Ramadan? This is what happens in Ramadan. In Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, hold on. I'm not going to take off what your clay needs, what your outer shell needs completely. You can still have food and all of that and feed it, because, you know. But what you do is, for a period of time, there's going to be no eating, no snack, no TV, no games, no nothing. Just focus. Because all these things are what? Distractions. So we take out the distractions away and we focus on our light and we try to charge it. So we do a lot and lot of Quran. We do a lot of dhikr, and we try to make the soul strong. And this is the purpose of Ramadan. So next time if somebody asks you, why do you have Ramadan? What is the importance of Ramadan? This is the importance of Ramadan. And that's why Ramadan is called as the month of Quran. This is the biggest gift me and you could have ever, ever, ever gotten in life. Otherwise, if we were not Muslims, we would have never known why we are sad. There's so many people out there who are getting treatment. They're going and doing parties, they're eating, they're having fun, but they're still sad. They're listening to loud music and they still don't know why they're sad. This is the reason why they're sad, because they don't have what we have. But it will be, what a shame on us in a way, if we know what we have and we still don't practice, and when we are still like those other people who don't know, who are not guided. So, you know, take it as a ni'mah, take it as a blessing. This is a month, a beautiful month to celebrate the joy that was given to us because of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So remember, next time when you're reading the Quran, it's not just the Quran. Remember, you're feeding your inner soul. You're making it brighter. And inshallah, one day it will be so bright that people will look at you and they will say, oh, Musa, oh, Amina, oh, Bilal, your face looks so nurani. You're filled with nur. And then you will know why you're filled with nur, and you can smile at that time. And remember my words, that this is because of the gift of Ramadan, and Ramadan is a gift because we were given Quran in this month, inshallah. So with this, I would just leave you and remember the importance of Ramadan from this perspective. Inshallah, Ramadan is coming, and when you are reciting Quran and in these times and periods, I think it's a ni'mah. It's a blessing. To be in our houses like this right now, I think it's a blessing. Because inna ma'al usri yusra, with every difficulty, there is ease. So with whatever difficulties afflicted around us, there is ease for us, people of faith. So there's nothing to worry or fear or to even think about. It's not for us. It's not for us. Why? Because we are people of faith. And it's actually a blessing for us that we are in our houses. Just remember, you're fulfilling the sunnah of the Prophet. He was in cave Hira. You are in the cave of your beautiful houses. He wanted to have that connection. Allah has given you that opportunity now to have this connection. So please, my dear friend, Don't forget to recite Quran every day, no matter how little or long, or just make it a habit that you will, inshallah, recite Quran, and don't let this light inside you die. Don't let this light inside you dwindle. Don't let this light inside you become diseased and ill, because you don't want that, inshallah. And with this, I'll let you go. And there's a beautiful song I remember that was sung by Mishari. I'll just do the first thing. Welcome, Ramadan. And with this, I'll let you all go. Please keep us in du'as as well, all your teachers, me and Sister Shaheen and Sister Javeria. Don't forget us in your du'as. Your du'as are very special and very important for us, inshallah. Okay, my dear children, take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair wa asanul jaza for such a lovely session. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all. So go ahead, you can go ahead and write one thing that you learned from this, or one thing that you made an intention that I am going to do this in Ramadan. What is something that you're going to do to make sure that the light shines through? This sounds like a poem. What am I going to do just to let the light shine through? Alhamdulillah. How are you going to feed the poor? It's going to be more like sending money, I think, selling it, because right now it's difficult to reach out to people. Alhamdulillah. And you can raise hands if you want to say it on the mic. And you can show me on the screen also if you took some notes and you wrote something down. So whichever way is convenient. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, I want to fast and I want to read Quran.
Mashallah. How old are you, Misha?
I'm 10 years old.
Mashallah. Have you ever fasted before?
Yes, I fasted when I think I was 8 or something.
Wow. You must be so strong, mashallah. I'm so proud of you. And mashallah, Musa, that was so nice. Alhamdulillah. So, Musa, you want to tell? What did you write in your notes, Musa? I can see your notes. You can talk to Musa. Musa, yes, Musa, now we can hear you. Yes, now. I don't know, Musa, if the mic is working or not. Working?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for showing me your work. That looks so beautiful. So can you read any one thing from that for us?
Well, the first one I wrote, Muhammad did not like how the people of Mecca behaved when...
Musa, come a little bit closer to the microphone because we can't hear you properly.
Muhammad did not like how the people of Mecca behaved when the people would worship the idols. Isolating himself.
Okay, so what was your takeaway? Rehan, we can read one time, so we should not be writing anything further. Okay, Rehan? Okay, Jazakallah khair. So it looks like some of the friends get tricked very quickly. Jazakallah khair, Musa, for your reading. Go ahead, Laika, you wanted to share?
I benefit, like, how I can benefit from this. I'm going to try and read the Quran every day as much as I can. And I'm going to worship Allah as much as I can so I can get close to Allah.
MashaAllah. And you still have to do your school also during this time, like? Okay, you unmuted yourself. You have to raise your hand again. I was trying to talk to you, but I think you lowered your hand. Okay, so Laika, for everybody else, just, you know, how are they going to be like? You still have school through digital learning or something?
No, I don't have any digital learning, but I, like, I kind of, like, split it into, like, sessions how I would.
Mm-hmm.
So I would first do schoolwork, then I would do this homework that you've given us online.
Okay.
And then I have another class that I have as well, another CIRA class.
Okay.
And I do that as well.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Now here, I am seeing even your text, okay? So Rehan, can you raise your hand and I would like to talk to you? Or I can find you, because, you know, if you're typing questions like, you know, what session is this or what's happening, then it really tells me, like, what's going on your side. So if you have a question, you can raise your hand and we can talk. So Rehan, what's going on? Yes, Rehan. Rehan Khuram. Can you hear me? I think your mic is like giving some sound. Okay, so anybody else wants to share anything, then go ahead. You can raise your hand. Okay, Tasmia, go ahead. I think you lowered your hand. So if you lower your hand, then it will be difficult for me to ask you. Okay, one last from Nimrod. And while friends can get ready for our next session, which is about pillars of Iman. Yes, Nimrod.
One thing I wrote there was that many people back then, many people in Mecca, well, they had slaves and they wouldn't like pay them any money and they wouldn't really do anything. So then Muhammad and Khadija, they went and then they saved them. And I think that was like a really good thing. So I wrote it down.
MashaAllah, I'm so proud of your learning, MashaAllah, here. And I'm so proud of those friends who are using their time very, very wisely, Alhamdulillah. So friends, if anybody asks any question on the chat box, you know, regarding anything, I do not want anybody to be answering in that sense regarding that, because we can definitely direct it to our email, Kids Course, regarding the WhatsApp group. So Reha, please not write that here, and that too in capital caps lock. I hope you can understand by now that we are not robots sitting here. We are all like real humans trying to benefit from this class. So I request once again from all of us to reset our intentions why we are here and how we are here. If you have missed anything from previously, then catch up on that and understand that we need to follow rules and regulations to benefit the most, okay? So if everybody is with me and they know what we are here for, then go ahead and type any two pillars of Iman that you've already talked about. Just go ahead and tell me, I believe in, and give me the two pillars that you've already talked about. And you can write that while I'm going to ask Nimra. She wants to share something. Go ahead, Nimra. Nimra, did you already share?
Yeah, I already shared.
Okay, so then you can lower your hand once you're done, okay? So that way I know that you are done. Or you, if you have something more, then I can definitely take you, inshallah, okay? All right. Okay, so Hasiba. Okay, Hasiba raised her hand and lowered it down. So I guess you guys are still becoming familiar with that. MashaAllah, I'm so proud of those friends who are writing. Some are writing right and some are writing wrong. Let's see. Okay, so you think that we have done, most of you think that we have done Allah and angels. Some of us are writing prophets as well. So let's find out what we have done. So in Pillars of Iman, we talked about Iman is faith. And I hope by now you have two sections in there. The first week, we talked all about believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can say that with me in Arabic, Amantu Billah. Can you all say that? I'm going to unmute all of you and let's say this together. Amantu Billah. Okay. And the second, this week we did and his angels, which means وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ. So we're going to say this together, the whole part of this. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ. 1, 2, 3, and your turn. I'm going to say it one more time. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi. I can take three people to come on the to say it by themselves. Okay, so I have first hand, second hand, and third hand. Okay, mashallah. So go ahead, Dania.
Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa malaikatihi.
Mashallah. Laika.
Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi.
Excellent. Anaya.
Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi.
Excellent. So mashallah, all of you now know that we have done these two this week, okay? Now I'm going to teach you something amazing and incredible, and that is that we talked about Allah. Obviously, we talked about that he's a holic, he created today. Also, we discussed a lot of things about it. So at this time, you're going to keep your cameras off and just focus with me here, inshallah, that you're going to tell me now, what do you know about angels? Okay, so you are going to use your annotate. So you will use your annotate, inshallah, and you will show me what do you know about angels? You know what? Some of you wanted to turn the camera on and show me on your notebooks. That is fine too. But focus here and first see how I'm going to show you how you can use your energy. So this is a green color sign that you're getting in your screen. If you hover on this meeting ID, you will have this box come up and there is an option that says annotate. Okay, at your end, maybe you will have to click on dots and you can even find it through that. Okay, and once you have this screen, you can pick up the text prompt and from this colors, you can choose the color you want to write in. So I like this green color here and I'm going to make my size very small, like 12, so that I don't take anything outside the block. So I'm going to take a text box here and I'm going to say angels. I already know that angels is written above, so I'm just going to write always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and then I can put it inside this box. This seems a bit too small, so I can even make it a little bigger and I can make sure that I'm not going outside this box. Okay, so when I allow you, you can only take one box. If we have already all the box taken, then you can just show me. Okay, option number one, if you're unable to know how annotate works, it's okay, then you just turn the camera on, write it on your notebook, and you can show me from yesterday's notes, what do you know about angels? If you can do annotate, then you come and you follow directions. I already wrote three things already. Angels are made of light. I wrote one name of an angel. You can write some other names. If you see a friend typing same thing, if it's already written, don't write it. But if you see maybe somebody's typing parallelly, then it's okay. Okay, so let's try and see how you are going to do this right now. Okay, so I'm going to allow you to annotate and I will see your names also when you're annotating and I will be giving stars. So go ahead. Your time starts right now. I know about angels. So alhamdulillah, as believers, we believe in angels and anything that you're doing right now also is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Zaki Zanera, Zaki is looking very nice. MashaAllah, I love it. Excellent. Jazakallah khair. Mubashir, thank you. Alhamdulillah. And Nermeen, very nice. MashaAllah. You can even draw, you can decorate this. Jazakallah khair. Laika, that looks amazing. Thank you. Obviously, I cannot read because all the screens are a little small, but if there's something big, I can read, but at least I can see your effort, right? That you are taking, doing an effort. So, alhamdulillah. Now, anybody who is making like a scribble, you're still noticed down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know that you are trying. So, in case you accidentally scribble something, there is an option that says clear, okay? So, you can clear from that. Now, I don't want to clear everybody's work. So I'm just going to keep it and this page will show how nice of a team we are. Okay, you're my team right now. So let's see. So if you are writing this big and this is, yeah, if you're writing this big, then it's hurting everybody. So go ahead, use clear option from your side and just clear anything that you might have written to make sure others can read, okay? You can use this clear and just use it. Clear thing from your side. And some of you, obviously, this is the first time you're using it. So Yusuf, Ibrahim, Hassan, you're making it a little difficult for you. Ibrahim, Hassan, you can go ahead and use the text box. So you don't have to write it with your hand, okay? So you can use the text box, inshallah. And definitely, we are recording this, so your names are definitely showing who is scribbling on the screen, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is noting everything down. So I'm giving you 30 seconds to clear from your side. You are the one who is scribbling so that we can still read everybody's effort, inshallah. Okay, so barakallah fi for everybody. Alhamdulillah, you wrote amazing things and I'm really proud of that. Okay. So I am going to now disable and mashallah, many of you wrote amazing things. So now you are very clear how you're going to write. So anybody who is scribbling, we are all going to keep an eye and my text is open for your messages. So if you see somebody making a mess, just go ahead and text me their names and we will take an action regarding them coming in this room anymore. Okay, so we will take an action and make sure that they are not here to disturb us anymore. And mashallah, those who are all writing. So go ahead and you can use annotate again and you can take a block. And you can go ahead and type your answers at this time. MashaAllah, Nimra looks very nice. Angels brought Wahi. Very good, Nimra. I can read that from there. Excellent. JazakAllah khair, Mishal. Very nice. MashaAllah. And definitely Jazakallah Khair, those who are giving me the names also. So Galaxy is definitely, I'm not sure why this is happening. So I have to Alright. So angels never lie. That's very good. And these are the closest slaves of Allah. Excellent. MashaAllah, there are two angels on your shoulders. Okay, sometimes people tell us that they're on our shoulders, but they're actually on our side. So MashaAllah, excellent. Barakallah fi on all the thought processes. Really nice that you were able to give me this much, MashaAllah. And they have no free will. They just follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them. Very good. And some of you gave me names, Malik and Israfil. Wow, that's an incredible detail. He has not laughed since he has seen hell. Some people take this life as a joke. So if he has not laughed since he has seen hell, and that's why I don't want to really, you know, like, so there is some detail which is right, which is wrong, and I'm going to tell you R-E-A-D-V to succeed. So you're going to keep reading and keep your knowledge correct. Make sure it's correct knowledge. Otherwise, that action would not be good, because that's why we want everything to be correct knowledge. So Alhamdulillah, when we will have correct knowledge, we will be very strong trees just like that. We will be very beneficial to each other. And with this, we did belief in Allah and belief in the angels. And we have four more to go in the coming weeks. So your homework for this week is going to be the dua that we learned yesterday. So memorize it. And Suratul Quraysh, you're going to learn the translation, inshallah. And think about ideas for Ramadan, how you're going to make your Ramadan very productive. Okay, so we will look forward to listening to you in your homework, in your homework groups, inshallah, and lots and lots and lots of prayers for you, mashallah. Before exiting the room, if you want to share one thought, you can write it. Anyone sharing, that's how you, any or your message to the rest of the friends, how can they use their time productively. And if you have any questions, concerns, any comments, anything you need help with, then we are waiting for you here at discourse@nuroquraninstitute.com. Okay, so that's the best place. If you chat, if you put it in the text, it goes away, it's not taken care of. If you send it here, it will be taken care of. So Jazakallah Khair. Anybody who you know what, today we have time, so we will just do Suratul Wal Asr. Innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. By time, mankind is in loss except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, and who reminded each other of patience, and who reminded each other of truth. So at this time, you only type in if there's something that you want to tell your friends, like I'm going to tell you, stay happy and spread happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, see you on Tuesday, the next Tuesday.
اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح لي ديني الذي هو عصمة أمري وأصلح لي دنياي التي فيها معاشي وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها مآدي واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر اللهم اجعل خير عمري آخرة وخير عملي خواتمه وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك فيه اللهم إني أسألك عيشة هنية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزي ولا فاضح اللهم إني أسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير النجاح وخير العلم وخير العمل وخير الثواب وخير الحياة وخير الممات وثبتني وشخص موازيني وحقق إيماني وارفع درجتي وتقبل صلاتي واغفر خطيئاتي وأسألك العلا من الجنة اللهم إني أسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي